Parsha Shoftim. Interesting that usually we read this parsha in the beginning of the month of Elul. We know that Elul is referred to as a month of tshuva. Elul is the final month of the year. Tishrei begins the new year. In the Hebrew calendar, we start counting the new year from Tishrei. The final day of the month is called Yom Kippur Katan. It's a day when we try to show that we're auditing ourselves. We're thinking about how this month went by, and maybe I didn't do everything I should have, or maybe I did things that I shouldn't have done. And that's why there are special tefillos that we say on that final day of the month, Yom Kippur Katan. People try to visit Kivrei Tzadikim to daven at that time. It's a special time. The entire month of Elul is considered to be, in a sense, a Yom Kippur Katan of the year that's going out. And in fact, the Bnei Yisachar, I believe, is the one who quotes the opening Mishnah in Ksubos, where the Mishnah there says, Noisnen lebesula shnei moser chodesh, that in the olden days, when a woman who was never married before was going to be getting married, they would give her 12 months, her and her mother, to prepare for the wedding, to prepare clothing and all the things she would need for her new role. She's leaving her parents' home, and now she's starting her own home, starting off. We know that the 12 months of the year, each one of them has a different sign of the zodiac, a mazel that's associated with it. The month of Tishrei, which is the month of judgment, is scales, maznayim. The month of Adar is dogim, fish. Each month has a different sign. The sign of the zodiac of Elul is Besula, the maiden. That's the symbol of the month of Elul. So the Mefarshim bring Noisnen leBesula. Hashem gives this month of Besula, the month of Elul, Shnei Moser Chodesh, the power of 12 months. That if a person lives properly during the month of Elul, if a person shows that they're reviewing what they did the whole year and they try to make amends, to really fix the mistakes that they made throughout the year, this month of Elul can serve as a tikkun, a complete repair and fixing of the entire 12 months. And we read specifically this Parsha Shoftim, which begins with judges and police, should be designated b'chol shorecha, at all of your entrances, which Hashem will give for you, v'shoftu esa'o mishpat tzedek, and they'll judge the people with justice. Tzedek means justice, righteousness. The word tzedek is used in association with emes, truth. There's a pasuk, emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu. Judge, that the judges should make sure to judge with truth and justice and peace. All three of these terms are put together. Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, in Choshen Mishpat, in the section called Hilchas Harsha Halacha Beis, paragraph 2, that whenever there's a disagreement, a litigation with people, both could be right, but in many situations, there's a right and a wrong. There's a good and a bad. There's somebody who did something, they transgressed the law, they did something wrong, so that these two people coming before the judge, even though they seem equal, they seem like they're both coming from the same place, it's very possible that one is right and one is wrong. One did a wrong thing, a bad thing, they transgressed against the other one. And the judge has to try to figure that out, to find who's right, who's wrong. The word emes is constructed from the aleph, which is the first letter of the aleph beis, the beginning. The tuf is the last letter of the aleph beis, all the way at the end. And you have the mem in the middle. Rav Nosson Zal explains that this is the mission of a judge, to try to determine the emes, to try to find who's aleph, who's on top, aleph is number one, who's tuf, relatively, all the way at the end, all the way at the bottom. And where's the middle between these two? We know the Gemara says that usually, wherever possible, a judge is to try to make pshara, compromise. It's best, if possible, and when possible, that nobody should have to leave there feeling he was totally wrong, all bad, because usually there is no such thing. There is no such thing as all bad, all good. There could be some kind of a happy medium where it's possible. However, in most cases, two people come, he took this, he owes me, the judge has to render a decision where somebody might have to return money to somebody else. Somebody might have to give to somebody, give or take, etc. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is the connection between judgment and tshuva. Because the whole concept of tshuva means that something has moved out of its place. Something has moved. The word tshuva, toshuv, means to return. Return what? Return something to its proper location, to its proper place. There's a proper place where something belongs, and when the thing moves out of place, it can't function properly. We give the example many times. You could have the most expensive, complicated machine, a computer that costs hundreds of millions of dollars, and it took years to build and everything, and they finally ready to turn it on. It's been tested, everything, it's working, and now they're ready to activate it, and suddenly they try activating it and it's not working, and they're bringing in geniuses inside, and somebody says, check the plug. Is it plugged in? And they check the plug and they see it is plugged. The person looks, look, it is in the plug. Somebody goes over and says, let me just double check. And they move the plug a little bit, an eighth of an inch, a 50th. Suddenly all the lights start blinking, going on. Everything is had. So why? Because something was not in its right place. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 667, he quotes a pasuk, Rochel mavako al boneha, Rochel cries over her children, Me'ano lehinochem, she refuses to be consoled, al boneha, ki einenu, because her children are not. They're not. And that's how the pasuk concludes. And the question is, what does it mean they're not? They've disappeared? They're off the map? They don't exist anymore? Not necessarily. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, he adds two words, ki einenu al mekoimam. They're not in their right place. And when something is not in its right place, it can function, or it's certainly not functioning properly. So the whole concept of tshuva is this realization, the mistake that the Yetzer Hara makes us think about ourselves and about other people is that when somebody did something wrong, the best solution is get rid of him. If we get rid of him, the problem is resolved. He's bad, get rid of the bad, we'll have all good. When in fact, the Torah stresses that tshuva usually means doesn't require erasing anybody, eliminating anybody. It requires putting things in their proper place.